Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. And in fact, when you think of Hawaii, you don't usually think about crazy stuff. You're thinking about islands and relaxation and a Mai Tai, maybe some snorkeling if you're adventurous. But today, our guest, Kevin Tingan, who is an awesome REMAX broker, is going to share with you something he experienced. So Kevin, tell all the listeners hello.
Hello, good morning and aloha, happy aloha Friday from Hawaii.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to say aloha. I'm not in Hawaii mode because I'm not there. You are, lucky duck. So Kevin, you know the ground rules of the podcast, no F-bombs or GDs because I'm allergic to them. If there is a guilty party, just don't use their name so that only they can identify themselves. And with that, tell everybody what experience you had that was a shaking your head kind of a day.
This was a while back. I was in a neighborhood previewing properties. It was during an open house, going in and out of several different properties. And I went into this one house. It was a fairly quaint little house. The agent was in there, and unfortunately, the agent was kind of giving all agents a bad name, sitting in the corner, not looking up, just going down about her business on her laptop. I walked in, said hi, didn't even get a glance up, just said, oh yeah, just sign in the kitchen and look around. It's like, okay, didn't even miss a beat with
that. Not a greeting, not anything.
Not even a glance hi, not even a wave hi. Apparently, the laptop was much more interesting than the visitors coming in and out of open house, or so I thought. So I walked around, did my thing and left the open house. And as I was going down the driveway, I hear this, hey, call out after me. And I kind of took me by surprise. So I turned around and the realtor comes running out of the house saying, you didn't sign my sign-in sheet. And I said, okay. And before I could even respond to that, she starts into this whole spiel of, it's illegal. You need to sign the sign-in sheet. What do you think this is? People just can't come in here without signing in. This is against the law. This isn't open for, you know, just anyone to walk in. You need to identify yourself. I need to know who came in and out. I need all your contact information. You need to sign this sheet now. And by this time, I was like, whoa, slow down.
Dude, what kind of laws y'all got in Hawaii? Is this like a Hawaii thing that it's illegal to not sign a sheet? Or am I missing something here?
Apparently, I was missing something too. I think I even asked back, this is a public open house, correct? Yeah, she just started in again saying, you need to sign in. I have a fiduciary responsibility. And she was throwing all kinds of, you know, the big words you learn at Realtor 101. You need to sign in. I'm going to call the police. I'm going to take your photo. You need to sign this sheet right now. And at that point, I'm like, okay, slow down. I'm just going to exit this conversation because...
Quickly.
It's escalating very quick. So I just calmly turned around and said, no, thank you. I'll pass and continued down the driveway. Now, I guess I could have said, oh, sure, let me sign something. But, you know, I'd probably sign something fake anyway. So as I'm continuing down the street, because I had parked my car a few blocks down because I was previewing the neighborhood, she starts yelling at me like, yeah, I'm going to watch you get into your car. I'm going to follow you. I'm going to get your license plate. You better watch out because I'm going to call the cops on you. I'm going to let everyone know in the neighborhood and blah, 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 and this and that. And meanwhile, she's following me down the street, yelling after me, and people are still going in and out of the open house. I didn't know quite where her responsibility to her owner was with people unattended in the house, but I was
leaves the house. There's no homeowner there. There's no realtor there now because she's chasing you down the street, but random other people are going in the house.
Random other people are going in and out of the house. Yeah, it was quite hilarious to hear this. And as people are going in and the house, she's, of course, berating me going down the street. You need to come back here and sign my sheet. And she eventually stopped about a block down. But now, mind you, she's a block away from the house, so... Again, not sure how she was keeping an eye out on the house and me a block away.
Did your wife have to come bail you out of jail when, you know, she found out you were doing all these illegal things, Bob, you know, signing sheets?
I was kind of afraid a little. I was actually debating walking past my car for a second, but thought, yeah, she's not going to really go take a picture, is she? And needless to say, she didn't, at least as far as I could tell. But
yeah, so in the future, are you going to always sign in at open houses?
I'm going to remember a business card at least.
Jeez. But you know, I mean, if you're a consumer listening to this, most professional realtors enjoy greeting people at open houses because it's one of the things that helps them fall in love with the space. And we're usually pretty nice to other realtors because they might have a buyer for your house.
Exactly.
So maybe she was having a bad day, but probably screaming at somebody going down the driveway didn't encourage you to come back.
I was even surprised she noticed me leaving because she was so into her laptop.
And by the way, it's not illegal to fail to sign a sign-in sheet. I don't think in any of the 50 states, even in Hawaii. So.
Unless I missed something somewhere, but I don't think so.
Need to get her some aloha attitude. Is she still in the business? Have you checked?
I have not checked. I don't know. I should check, but if I actually don't remember her name, so.
Oh, you had to block her out as part of your PTSD training?
It did. It was just so traumatic. I still have nightmares today.
So if you're a consumer who's thinking about buying or selling property in Aloha World, you should probably call Kevin because he won't do this to your guests. So Kevin, tell people how they could reach you and your business partner who happens to be your beautiful wife, Lorna. How can they find y'all with their Hawaii needs?
Absolutely. You can give us a call, Kevin Tengon or Lorna Gagnon, at 808-725-2400 or look us up online at www.prestigeoahu.com. And we are Remax Prestige in Honolulu, Hawaii.
And I will include all of their contact information in the show notes if you happen to be driving or exercising while you're listening to this. And if you are a realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story about life in real estate, which totally doesn't look like what you see on HGTV. Because you know, Kevin, I've never seen an agent on HGTV run screaming out of a house chasing another realtor. So
that actually might be coming because you know how they like to cause drama on some of those shows.
But not on HGTV. This is more of a TLC kind of a show. So if we have the Duggars doing real estate, this could happen. But if you have a story, totally message me and we'll feature you on the podcast. Subscribe for new episodes. You will hear them come out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Kevin, thank you for sharing your story and for being such a professional proponent of our business in the islands and throughout the world.
Sure thing. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you soon. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.